Without further ado, let's put on some music and adjust the lights. And let's take this back for a moment. Let's acknowledge this ability, this awareness of energy. You have many angelic senses, the sense of unity that allows you to see everything as a single picture rather than fragments that it really is. The sense of love, sense of compassion. These are the angelic senses that we've talked about. But I've waited to now to talk about your energy sense. Let's take a good deep breath. And I'm going to ask you to close your eyes now, because the eyes are the greatest deceiver of reality. The eyes are directly connected to the brain. The eyes, by the way, are not part of what somebody would call an evolutionary process. The rest of biology has a lot to do with evolution or devolution. Oddly enough, the eyes are not. There's no way that they could have evolved the way they did faster than basic biology. No way. It should tell you something about the beauty of the eyes, but also about the deception of the eyes. You have the ability to sense energy, and it doesn't need to have a smell to it. It doesn't need to have a sound to it. And it doesn't go through the human mind. The mind could not possibly understand it. There's no qualia, there's no association. The mind would search for it, but it tastes like chicken, and there's nothing there. It's frustrating to the human, but you have the wisdom of the master. So let's take a deep breath and just allow the ability to sense energy. Wow. And remember, the human does not have the resources to do this on their own. You can't do it through your mind. So right now, it's imperative to simply allow the and of the master. Energy's all around you. In neutral. It's not dancing, it's not blinking lights, none of that. Energy is all around you. It's all yours. It doesn't belong to the person sitting next to you. It's all yours. You're not going to necessarily feel a physical reaction to it. Don't go searching that it has to have bolts of electricity or anything. No color. Let all these limitations go. Remember what I say about energy. It's the song of the soul. Energy, if you were to put any label on it, energy is simply communication. But a communication without song, without sound, without force. It's the soul's compassion and joy coming back for the pleasure of the soul. It's all it is. And none of it is outside of you. None of it. It's all yours. As far as the eye can see, the day or the night, or as small as you can perceive something to be through the human mind, it's all yours. It's just energy. It has been waiting and waiting to serve you. That's all. And how you have run from it, how you have avoided it, how have you been afraid of it? It's been waiting to serve you. How have you tried to rationalize it and research it and study it? I spit on that. How you've tried to justify it. How you've tried to get your little fair share of it. So much of the depression that occurs in humanity today, so much of it is because of their bad relationship with energy. Yeah, you can do all the studies you want, all the medications you want about depression. When you go out of grace with energy, you get depressed. People actually who work with their hands and work hard with their hands, farmers, for instance, a much lower incidence of depression. And one would conclude that, well, it's because they're in nature or they don't have to think a lot. No, actually, because they're more energy aware. They're not thinking about it, not intellectually. They're just working with energy. The awareness of energy, the ability to be aware of energy in a non-physical form without particles, atoms, molecules, waves, color, sound, the ability to be aware of the presence of energy is innate to your soul. Take a deep breath and just feel it for a moment. Your eyes and your human senses have been perceiving energy as designs, as a telephone pole, as a stop sign, as an automobile, as a house. They've been perceiving energy designs. But that's not your relationship with energy, that's your perception of energy. You say, but how come this is all mine? How come I see a telephone pole and the person next to me sees a telephone pole? It's because there is such a gravity on this planet of mass consciousness, an agreement that you're all going to perceive generally the same thing. But that is being shattered right now. Remember earlier in the session, I said at the Ascended Masters Club, we pass out a menu for dinner so that we all have a perception of eating the same thing. A common agreement. But there it's conscious and deliberate. Here on Earth, people do it unconsciously. Let's go back to the ability to sense energy. It doesn't mean seeing a stop sign or tasting chocolate ice cream. Those are reactions and perceptions, but there's this thing called your energy sense. It's not about having to do anything with it. You're not going to have to go do anything with it. It's just acknowledging that you have the ability to sense energy. Let's take a deep breath for a moment. Let's just stop the music. Bring up the stage lights a little bit. Okay, what do I get here from everybody online, from you? Scattered, very scattered, all over the place. What the hell is he talking about? That's okay, actually. This is, to the mind, very confusing, and the mind is going to be all over the place. Some of you were thinking about what you have to do tomorrow. I mean, really? You're here? You're worried about what you're going to do tomorrow? That's okay. We're just starting to acknowledge acknowledge energy, the fact that you have the ability to sense it, not to do anything with it right now, but this whole process for embodied enlightenment, staying on the planet, starts with sensing the energy. Don't look for a physical reaction. Some of you are trying to feel it, and you're going back to old ways. This is totally different than anything you've done. None of you, some of you are claiming, oh, I've done this before. That's Macchio. That's real Macchio. You haven't. This is brand new for everyone. You've never done anything like it before. So just erase that. Let that go. So you're not, don't keep doing the qualia thing because your mind is trying to associate. Let it go. This is new in terms of the human experience, yet it is an original, an innate soul sense, angelic sense. So let's take a deep breath and just clear everything. Whew. Clear everything. And we'll dive back into it. Let it come to you now. Let this ability to be aware of energy, the energy sense, and we're not doing anything with it. We're not activating it. We're not inflating it like a balloon. It is the ability to be aware of energy. No physical reaction, no mental association, but yet it's, if you let it come through, particularly that master part of you, let it come through. Suddenly you're going to, whether it's today or in a week or a year, you'll suddenly have the, I get it. It's energy and it's all around. It's not the breeze of air. It's not a smell. Those are interpretations of energy. So let's take a deep breath and this time just allow. Back to the music, please. At the beginning of the day, I said, I love coming around, hanging around with you because you make things so complex in a very limited way. It's like living in a tiny, tiny little, like a thimble, tiny little thimble living inside of that. But boy, have you made it complex. That's good. That's fun. Not. Let's take a deep breath and just allow now. That's all you do. And by the way, don't force allowing. Allowing is allowing. Just, okay, I let it. I allow it. There's so much right now that's beyond human comprehension, mental comprehension. So you just allow it. And then answers come from a whole different place. The ability to be aware of energy is a natural sense of the soul. And the soul doesn't define it in volume or weight, nor power, nor color. It doesn't have to attach an image to it or a physical sensation. These things may come at some time, but right now, allow yourself to sense energy. And if you find yourself overthinking, just take a deep breath and allow. It'll come back, this original sense. As this sense of energy awareness comes back, The human mind is going to try to say, oh, there's more energy over here and less over here. The human mind is going to say, oh, this feels like good energy and that feels like bad. So you take a deep breath and you realize that's just the mind noise. Because energy doesn't have density. It doesn't have good or bad. I like to say there's no good or bad energy, there's just good or bad people. As you stay here on Earth as embodied beings, you develop a whole new relationship with energy. I say new, but it's actually really not new. It's your essence, it's your core, it's where you came from. It's been forgotten for eons of time, but it's really not new. When I say energy is here to serve you, it's not somebody else's energy, not some great big energy field off in the other realms. These are such human concepts. Energy is here to serve you. It's all yours. It doesn't belong to anybody else. None of it. Well, this would be a subject for great speculation amongst Shambra and a lot of Makyo. Everything you perceive, every energy design is yours. All of it. You could go walking through a field of strawberries tomorrow and think about how beautiful and how tasty and visually stunning all this is and think that this is something outside of you. It's not. It's yours. All your energy or your perception. But let's go back to what we're really doing here. Taking a deep breath and just allowing the ability to be aware of the presence of energy. It is an angelic sense. There's nothing that can be studied or even improved upon. It is just something that you allow onto your palate of human experience. The palate up to now has been pretty limited to size and color and time and biology and emotion. These have been the things on the palate of your human life. But now let's put a few other things, starting with awareness of energy. And again, please, you're not trying to do anything with it right now. We're just coming to the awareness of energy, your energy. That's it. We'll just take a deep breath and allow. Allow it to come to the palate of human experience. When you told me that you were planning to stay on this planet after your realization, I told you you were crazy. And I told you, I warned you. I said, you know, very few have done it. They've all kind of, you know, the other ascended masters, they've all kind of left. Oh, there wasn't anything else for them to do. It wasn't very fun in the old energy dynamic. But I guess Tobias must have pumped some sort of joy juice into all of you because you said, no, we want to stay. We want to stay on this planet as true masters. I said, then we need to understand energy. Because without that, you'll still have a lot of the same old struggles. Without that real understanding of energy, what it is, where it comes from, what it does, without that, you're gonna live in such kind of such a juxtaposition life, such a contradictory life on being realized, but yet not having the energy for your biology, for your needs. You know, some of you have had lifetimes in India. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Very spiritual, partially enlightened. But yet, where's the energy? What's an energy denial in some of these cultures? Where's the energy for a healthy body? For a good house, a good car, money, travel? That's what we're doing now. Let's take a good deep breath. Good deep breath. As we put the sense of energy on the palate. Remember, it's just the ability to sense, to be aware of energy. We're not going to do anything with it right now. Actually, never will. You're just going to realize that it's always there and it's always serving you.